Hello, my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call, Day 26, Refuge and Strength. Psalm 46, verse 1. Listen carefully. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Let that land for just a moment. The psalmist does not say, God will build you a shelter, does not say he will send one. He says God is the shelter, he himself. The safety you are looking for is not a place you arrive at. It is a person you run to. And that person is not standing at a distance waiting for the storm to pass before he draws near. He meets you inside the trouble, not on the other side of it. Inside it, a very present help, present, not later, not once things settle, now, in the middle of the wait, in the middle of what you cannot control, in the middle of what you do not understand. God is already there, and this is not a promise written in easy days. The people who wrote this psalm watched kingdoms shake, watched armies advance, watched the earth tremble, and from the middle of all that chaos, they declared with full conviction, God held. A refuge is proven in the storm, not in the forecast. And this one has been proven, over and over. So let me ask you something honest. When the pressure comes, and it comes, where do you go first?
Because all of us have a default refuge. Most of us reach for the phone, scroll the feed, open a thread, put something on in the background. Others fill the calendar, stay busy, keep moving so they don't have to feel what they're carrying. None of those things are wrong on their own, but none of them are strength. None of them hold you up when the ground actually moves. And look at what the psalm does. Right after proclaiming who God is, it draws a conclusion. The very next line begins, therefore we will not fear. Courage is not a feeling that shows up on its own. Courage is a conclusion. It follows from a certainty. God is my refuge. So fear does not get the final word. You don't manufacture courage. You receive it when you run to the right person. That changes everything about how you begin a day. So today, the call is simple, but it carries weight. Before you touch your phone, before you check messages, news, anything, stop. Bring your heaviest trouble to God in one sentence. One honest sentence. It doesn't have to be eloquent. It doesn't have to be long. Just honest. God, this is too much for me to carry. That is prayer. That is running to Him first. You don't need to have it figured out before you pray. You pray precisely because you don't have it figured out. Run to Him. Not after the storm passes, but now, from inside it. Stay close to God. Pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.